have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Let's just have some fun. This was a tough year, but we're all here. So let's do a bit for everybody.
Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man.
Let's do it big. From us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love. Peace and holiday cheer. It's that season. Special time of the year.
So go and grab your family. Friends too. Let's celebrate the baby boy. The same in you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Celebration begins. Christ the Savior was born, born a King of Kings. Go tell it on the mountain, let heaven and nature sing.
Thank God. Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays to you. We extend warm and sincere congratulatory and remarks and things to different ones that have graduated during this season. And I know it's been rough for a lot of people, but we just thank God that you were able to pursue your dreams and your goals and continue to persevere. And we pray that God opens up doors that no man can close and do a great and mighty work in you, for you, and through you. And we, again, are grateful for this season. This is my favorite time of the year. Thanksgiving, my birthday, and then the day that we celebrate and commemorate the birth of Jesus, which is fastly approaching us. We thank God for sending his son Jesus to be born of a virgin, to be raised up and ultimately die for all of our sins. And we are living the life that he has prescribed in his word because of his great sacrifice that he gave. And we now have salvation through faith because of what Jesus did on that cross. And I'm so glad that he looked beyond all of our faults and saw our need and brought us to the place that we are, where we are today. And I think it's fitting, since this is the time of year that we honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the birth of him coming into the human form and getting ready to be prepared to grow up plus years later to be our ultimate sacrifice for all our sins. If I can just speak on tonight, and before I go any further, let me just thank God for the elation family. I don't think I do that often, and I need to do that more often before I go any further. Let me thank God for elation and this these different outlets of elation that gives us the opportunity to share this great gospel with all over the world. I love the slogan, Uplifting Souls Worldwide. This is what we are commissioned and called by God to do. So we thank God for elation with Sister Kimmy. We just appreciate all that you're doing and all that you will continue to do. And we see you in the future. And you look much better than you look right now, to quote Bishop Charles Edward Blake. So some great things are coming in the future for the Elation Network. And we thank God for this opportunity. Now, if I can just speak briefly on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things in this world that I may desire or want and or need, but there is one thing or one person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ I need, you need, everyone needs. And tonight I just want to prompt our attention to this thought: give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Scripture comes from Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning at verse 50, and we'll go to verse 53. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor. He was a good man, and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, it down, and wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never a man laid before. Now, before I go any further, I know some say, well, you're talking about the crucifixion of Jesus during this holiday season. This is the time that we commemorate his birth. People of God, I'm glad that he was born in the earth realm. He was already who he was before he ever came down on earth. And I'm so glad that Jesus sought a woman named Mary and impregnated her by the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing what the Holy Spirit would do? If it didn't impregnate you with a baby, it will impregnate you with ideas and visions to carry out what God has assigned you to do. Every pregnancy is not a physical pregnancy where you carry a baby for 9 months, but some of us, if I can just speak prophetically, are being or have been impregnated by the Holy Ghost, not to carry a natural baby like Jesus was to Mary, but to push your destiny and push your dreams out, because God has a great purpose, God has a great plan, and we haven't seen nothing yet. If I can just speak prophetically again, the best is yet to come. You may be in a place right now where you're dealing with labor pains. They don't feel good. You don't see the end in sight. You just want it to be over. You're tired. You're weary. Things just seem like they're going from bad to worse. But I'm telling you, push, baby, push, because Jesus has a great plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says it like this: "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expecting end." What is that expecting end? The end that God has designed for us to win. And let me tell you, with Jesus, we win. We are successful. We are overcomers. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We are the very best that we need to be in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm grateful for the pushing of the divine call and the divine purpose. And we haven't seen it come to fruition yet. We've seen, you know, the infancy of what God is doing. But I speak to you prophetically again. You are going to see your best begin to come to pass. You're going to see doors open that no man can close. You're going to see opportunities. You're going to see breakthrough miracles. And the best is yet to come. Just hold on, good soldier. Push, baby, push. God has something great on you, on your behalf. The text, Luke 23:50-53, the text picks up after the brutal death of Jesus. Just take a moment and think about Jesus and what he did for us. Nailed to a cross, flesh torn to shreds from the canine tails, ripping his back. His strength was depleted, bruised physically and mentally. I believe going through so much. Yet he went through just for us. People of God, if you can get through the sufferings, there's glory after this. I know you've been looked over, used, down, abused, but use that to die to yourself and your selfish ambitions, negative thoughts and emotions, and begin to walk in the things and the calling of God upon your life. People of God, it's time to die. No, ma'am, no, sir, not physically die, but die to sin, die to fear, die to shame, die to the opinions of others, die to poor, being poor and broke, die to fulfilling carnal and lustful desires not prescribed by God and his word, and receive the Holy Ghost with fire and let it spiritually burn anything not like Christ. It's time to die to the flesh, carnality, and live in the spirit of the living God. To quote my uncle, the late elder evangelist Leroy Givens Sr., "Lord, whatever is in me that's not like you, take it out of me. I want to be clean. I want to be righteous." And people of God, we ought to get a hunger and a thirst to be more like Jesus. We ought to have a hunger and a thirst to live the way the Bible prescribes. We ought to have a thirst and a hunger to follow his commands and live in abundance to the full until it overflows. Now, the text answers the question that may arise, and that is, we need Jesus. Now, I know, like many, we can, could, or I'm saying verbally, I got Jesus. I received Jesus by whatever means that you may have felt that you received him. But Romans 10:9 tells us, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, we shall be saved. And salvation is great. You are on your way to heaven. Either when you die or the trumpet sound and the dead in Christ will arise first, and then that we that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. You got a ticket signed and punched for glory. But people of God, it's time now to be filled with his spirit, not just saved. There's a lot of people that are saved, but they're not living the victorious life because they're not living a spirit-led life. And I try to make sure that I punctuate this to many new converts. Begin to seek for the Holy Ghost. Now, I know there's different ways that people say that you can receive the Holy Ghost, and I don't knock any of them, because if that's the way that individual or they know of got the Spirit of God, more power to them. But I know for my personal self, when I begin to call on the name of Jesus, there's something happened that my tongue, I couldn't stammer and get words out. I begin to just speak in an unknown tongue that only my spirit could understand. My flesh was not in control. My spirit man had taken over my mortal body. And I knew then that I was being filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And that is what empowers me and helps me to live the life that he, and by his word, has prescribed for us to live. Now, let me say, being spirit-filled doesn't mean life is perfect. It doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes, and you don't either. But I do know this, that the Spirit of God, it is a comforter. When we're in places of sadness and trouble and trials, the Spirit of God will comfort us. It's also a reminder. It reminds us of what Jesus and God and through his word has said. It's also a place or a state of being in Christ where it leads and guides us into all truth. I'm so glad that we got the Spirit of God that dwells in us, not that we have to go to the temple once a year and ask the priest to intercede for us, but every day we can commune with God's Spirit. I'm so glad for the Holy Ghost. That's what my grandparents and forefathers used to call it in my old church. They used to say they would tarry for the Holy Ghost. When a new convert would come and say they want to be saved, they would lead them in the sinner's prayer, but they would invite them to get down on their knees or however they would do it, and they would tell them, just call Jesus, and they'll say, Jesus, 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 and they would just keep calling them until the Spirit of God took over their tongue, and they began to speak in a tongue unknown to us, but it was by the Spirit that gave utterance, and then there would be one that would come and interpret the tongue and let us know that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm so glad. Grab that in us to call on Jesus, because there's no other name whereby men can be saved. In the name of Jesus. Now, I like, and it really let me know that my hunger and thirst for Jesus is real. Do I want Jesus or do I want his benefits? That's what we should ask ourselves. Do we really want Jesus or do we want what Jesus can do? A lot of us want what Jesus can do and not who he is. What he through his word stands and prescribes for us to be, we ought to be seeking to be that. But people of God, I challenge us to fall in love with Jesus. Not just, Lord, bless me, give to me, heal me, do for me, but Lord, I love you for just being who you are. Like the Mary Mary song says, he's the greatest being or the greatest thing I've ever seen, I've ever experienced. And that's called adoration. When we just love Jesus for him being Jesus, not because he's done something for us, not because we want him to do something for us, but we love him because he is Jesus. And I challenge us to go without, Lord, bless me all the time and spend some time and just begin to praise him. Just thank him and really appreciate him. Just really say, Lord, I just adore you. Lord, I praise your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. The scripture says from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Well, there ought to be some times that we don't ask God for nothing, but we just want to praise him. Like the song says, I just want to praise you forever, forever and ever for all you've done for me, yes. But I just want to praise you because you are good, because you are God. You are El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. You Elohim. You are the God of God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. And I thank you, and I appreciate you. Matthew 6:33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If there's anything that we ought to be seeking and we ought to seek first, it's God and his kingdom. We ought to be asking Jesus, what would you have us to do? What is your righteousness? Reveal to me, open my eyes. We ought to be getting in that word and study. The Bible tells us to study to show thyself approved as a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing truth. We ought to have a hunger and a thirst to read God's word daily. Just like you desire your natural food, I hear my apostles say all the time, I want God and I want his spirit to dwell in me more than I want my natural food. I know me, I love to eat. I love good barbecue. I love you know, anything on that pig or that hog, as we call it in the country, bacon, sausage, and I love vegetables, and I love ham and ribs, and ribs are my favorite. But I love those things, but those things can't fulfill that hunger and thirst for Jesus. We have to call on him. We have to seek him. And I just want to admonish you to get hungry for Jesus. Get thirsty for his spirit. Get hungry for his word and begin to spend time with him and watch he open up your understanding. Watch him open up your knowledge and his will for your life. He will begin to reveal through his spirit in your and deposited in your spirit. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's a guarantee that if you seek God first, everything else is going to be added. He'll pay you, make sure your bills pay. He'll make sure you're provided for. He'll make sure you're blessed and highly favored. He'll make sure that your body is healed. He'll make sure that you're delivered and set free and separated from sin. He will do his part when we seek him first and his righteousness, and all that other stuff will be added. So I don't have to worry. God is taking care of me. He is looking out for me. And how do you, some people say, well, how do you seek God first? Like I forestated early in the morning, I get up with my mind to pray. I like to pray with a certain individual in the mornings. Her name is Angelique Simmons, Pastor Angelique Simmons. And she prays at 5 a.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday. And it just blesses me to jumpstart my morning, to jump on that prayer line and just pray with her as we seek God's face. Before we do anything else, we begin to seek the face of God. And I'm going to tell you, I know people might not believe this, but this is the truth. I don't have bad days. Yes, bad things happen. Yes, there are some things that come my way. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver me out of them all. Things come our way. They that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He didn't say we wouldn't have problems, but I'm so glad that when we have a problem, he knows how to solve them, and he gives us the way to solve them. And he's keeps our, when we focus on him and keep him at the forefront, like Isaiah 26:3, he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And I'm telling you, I've gotten so much better in my walk and so much better in my talk when my mind is stayed on Jesus, when I handle my business like Jesus would like me to handle it, when I deal with conflict the way Jesus would have me to handle it, when I seek his direction, like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. When I do it his way first, things begin to fall in place. Things are at its best when we do things the way God and his word prescribe for us to do. Now let me get to the text. Now Joseph was handling the physical, fleshly, and I'm talking about Joseph of Arimathea. He was handling the physical and fleshly carcass of the house, the spirit of the Son of God. Now read the text. He, in this text of scripture where Jesus had been crucified, he took it down, wrapped it, and laid it in a tomb. He handled Jesus' physical body with care. I pose this question in my conclusion. Are you handling your relationship with God spiritually, prayerfully, intentionally, and relationally with great care and priority? A lot of times we leave services or maybe watching a good message on TBN or the church channel, YouTube, or Facebook, whatever. You may see different messages that really prick your heart and touch you. But do we commit, not just daily, but moment by moment, to live as Jesus and the word prescribes? I challenge us to get into a very close relationship through prayer and reading God's word daily and truly desire more Jesus, not just the things from his hand, but see his face. I want Jesus. Give me Jesus. People of God, fall in love with him. The word adoration. I love him not because of what he's done, but because I love him, because he's just him. Sometimes we get in relationships and we get infatuated with people that really are not the best for us, but we really love them. We like how they look. We like how they smell. We like how they dress. We like maybe how they talk, what they drive, how they live. We fall in love with those things. And those are physical beings that could very well let us down or give us a broken heart, especially if we haven't sought God first on what direction to go with that person. Should we be connected to them? But Jesus will never let you down. You can fall in love with him. You can, as my grandma used to say, you can get googly-eyed for him, and he will bless your socks off. He will enrich your life. He will prosper you so you'll be in health even as your soul prospers. So I just have to admonish the people of God. Draw close to Jesus. The best gift that we can desire for this holiday season, I know that you might want an iPad. You might want a new phone. You might want a new car, a new house. You might want some new clothes, new cologne, new perfume. You might even want them just to give you money. You know, we're expecting gifts around this time of year. We want what we want. But people of God, let us seek Jesus. Let's want more Jesus. Because if we have Jesus, we'll have everything we need. Let us pray. Father, I hope this word blesses your people, God. You told us the word in season and out of season. And God, I thank you for blessing me to preach and teach this great gospel. I ask that you empower me even the more to share this gospel with your people. And not only me, but all those that are standing before people that are using these different outlets and platforms to spread this great gospel, God. I ask, God, that you give it to them the way that you would have them to deliver it, so lives will be changed, saved, and delivered. Lord, if there's anything that we need right now, it is you. We need you, Lord. Invade our hearts. Invade our minds. Go before us. Go with us. God, protect us and just stay close to us. We need you just like a newborn baby needs milk. We need you like we need our necessary food. We need you, Lord, more than ever. So hear our humble cry. We need you, God. And we thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to be our comforter, to be our assurance that everything is working together for our good. And we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. It's in Jesus' name. Before I go, there may be someone that is listening on tonight that is not saved. If you're not saved, the Bible tells us in Romans 10:9, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus died and rose for your sins, thou shalt be saved. I give people the ABCs, admit, believe, and confess. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe in your heart that Jesus died for all your sins and confess that he is Lord. And the Bible says that you are saved. So if you are listening tonight and you're not saved and you want to give your life to Christ, Romans 10:9 is your guide. Give your life to Christ tonight. Don't wait another second, another minute. I know sometimes we get on various platforms and we forget that there's people that are listening that are not saved. And they just need the guide. They just need a direction on how to be saved. So tonight, I am giving you the guide, Romans 10:9, on the simple formula that Jesus has prescribed in his word on to be saved. So if you're not saved, Romans 10:9 is your guide. Give your life to Jesus. Don't wait another minute, another second. God loves you. No matter what you've done, how you've done it, and who you did it with, God loves you, and he wants to change your life for the best. God bless you. God keep you. Have a smile upon you.
Oh, Savior.